What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, we are back today with part three of our highlight of Leonardo.ai, and I'm just going to keep saying it. This is by far my new favorite AI tool, and I think probably one of the most useful tools we have discovered on the show so far for you marketing navigators. And if you're a graphic designer, then forget it. This has got to be the most useful AI tool that we have found or we've come across at the AI Marketing Navigator. Anyway, so moving on and highlighting a few more features of the tool today. One is what they call their motion tool. It's basically their video generation tool. And I'm on their website page here. And for their video generator, and they highlight four or so features of this motion tool. And I think I see why they call it the motion tool over a video generator, because it looks like you're able to create 4-second video clips and animations. So essentially very short form clips, which is not necessarily a bad thing right now as far as a marketing medium goes. 4 seconds is a little bit shorter than your typical reel or anything like that. But if you're looking for something creative to kind of stir things up in a boring presentation or a slide deck, then a 4-little GIF style animation is certainly not a bad idea. And it also allows for the original reason I was going to check this tool out, which was or is the image animation or image motion, I guess, feature. And they mentioned that here as well, saying you can bring your images to life, turn AI generations from your personal feed and uploaded images into high quality AI video in seconds, breathing new life into your creations. It does say here that you can actually create longer or full length videos by editing these clips together. It doesn't appear that there's any way to import a large video and break it up into clips or anything like that. So I think what they mean is you'd have to build your narrative clip by clip, which would definitely take a little bit of time. I think I could probably see it for a very short form, like commercial or trailer or something like that. But I don't see it being super practical for creating like a long form commercial or anything over a certain length, seeing as you would have to stitch together a ridiculous amount of 4-second clips to do that. But they also kind of give you a couple other creative, basically, use cases or things you can use these clips for. One they mention is like using narratives for your brand or your personal projects, kind of increase the amount of storytelling or inject a little more storytelling into your brand narratives, whether it's a slideshow or other slide decks or content medium that we kind of just mentioned. A little short form video to get or grab some attention in the middle of that slideshow or sales pitch, or maybe embedded in a marketing email or something, might make all the difference. And certainly people who are inundated with a lot of marketing content right now, something that moves and is a little creative and short and quick is definitely going to catch their eye, I think. It says, of course, that you can accelerate the production of your video projects given this fast generation or their generation speed. Again, I think anything longer than like some animated storyboards or trailers, which is another one of the use cases they offer here, isn't quite reasonable. But something like, again, a storyboard, a trailer, things that can be applicable in some marketing and product marketing, maybe, or definitely some creative ideation or brainstorming in here. Okay, we're back in the Leonardo dashboard here. We're going to try out the motion tool. And you can see, if you're not following on video, it's a pretty simple interface when you select motion. It just asks you to upload an image, your source image that you'd like to apply the motion to. You can select from recent images that you've generated, or you can upload an image, like I said. I think I'm going to go with a generation that I made of a space capsule here, sitting or flying through space, kind of at the center of a swirling galaxy with some planets and some stars. I do recommend, and I found just kind of searching through the gallery of community created videos, that stationary, more landscape, artistic style images work a little bit better for this motion, instead of using or versus an image with a lot of people or characters or a lot of action going on. And you're trying to get someone like climbing up a mountain for your gear or your commercial, probably not the way to go here. But if you are trying to, market the peace and serenity of the outdoors for your camping gear or something like that, you can definitely have a nice serene landscape and apply some motion and animation to it and bring a little extra to the marketing collateral. So I'm going to select one of these generations that I have. Again, it's just this awesome looking space capsule in the middle of the swirling galaxy. And we're going to see if we can get some of that galaxy to move around the space capsule while we fly through space. A couple settings here for the motion tool. One is the motion strength, which according to the little tooltip, determines the amount of movement added to your image. I definitely want as much movement as we can get. I believe the default was down at 5 or 6. I have cranked it up all the way to 10. And then the only other setting is for the visibility, which is going to determine whether your image is available privately, or excuse me, is available publicly on the community feed, or if you want to keep it private and not have it on the community feed. Of course, they always tell you the amount of credits that it's going to cost to generate, which I really appreciate. So let's go ahead and generate our little motion out of this image. I'll skip ahead in case it takes too long and you guys can see the result. And here's our result. Definitely pretty cool. As you can see, if you're not watching on video, you can see the galaxy swirling around our capsule. Our capsule is kind of moving towards the foreground of the image, coming towards us a little bit as these planets and space, the bodies in space fly around it. So definitely really cool. I like it. It was definitely what I was going for. Okay, let's move on to the next tool here, which is going to be their upscaler, their universal upscaler tool. And we've talked about some upscalers and some other tools that we've used, but basically it's going to allow you to take an existing images, existing image or existing images and increase the dimensions, upscale it. And in doing so, basically maintain the quality using AI to increase the quality. If you have a low quality, low resolution image that you still need to use, maybe it's a small logo or a small image that's really difficult to see and you need to upscale it and maintain a clear, crisp image, that's what the that's what this upscaler is meant to do. So let's go ahead and hop into the upscaler here. We're back in the interface for the upscaler tool. And right away on the left-hand side, it just prompts you to add your image to get started. There's a couple settings for the upscaler as well. There's a style setting, so you can apply a style to your upscaled image. There's not as many styles. It's not going to let me show you until I add our image. So let's take a low-res image that I grabbed from Canva. This one is from Canva, and it's about 50% resolution and relatively small size. The original size of the image is, let's see if I can get the dimensions for you guys, 1280 by 720, and we're trying to upscale by 2 times. So 2560, 1440 is going to be the final dimensions. And hopefully, since it's a little low res, we're going to maintain some good quality as well. So onto our settings. We have that upscaler style where we can just do general, which is the default, or you can apply 2D art and illustration, cinematic or CG art and game assets. We're just going to keep it at general. There's a creativity strength slider, similar to some of their other tools. You drag that slider to adjust and control the artistic intensity. Higher values yield more creativity. Lower values keep closer to the source image, according to the little tooltip here. And then the slider for the upscale multiplier is the next setting, and it basically determines the size of your output. The higher the multiplier results in, the higher the multiplier is, it results in a larger, more detailed output. So we're going to keep it a little lower than 2 times. We're going to be at 1.75, and there is a last field here that's optional for prompt guidance. So you can even give your upscale a little bit of guidance with a text prompt. We're going to go ahead and just hit upscale. And again, we're just going to see a larger image hopefully be generated here. And we're going to maintain some quality, if not see a little enhancement in quality. So nothing too fancy, but you can get an idea again of how this tool works. I will cut ahead as this processes a little bit. Okay, and here we have our upscale. So we have our double-sized image. It looks really nice, I think. The quality looks nice. If it is 50%, it still looks great. I believe it's probably enhanced a little bit. So that's the upscaler as far as that goes with an image. I want to just demo one more use case for you of a logo. I have the little Digital Pop logo that's very small, and we just want to increase it. It's again, the quality is down about 50%, I would say. So just upscaling that really quick with the same settings, and you'll get an idea again of how the tool works. Nothing fancy. And there you have it. Now we have our nice double-sized logo. We can go even higher with the the dimensions if we need to. Okay, and the last tool or feature that we're going to highlight on today's episode is their Canvas Editor is what it's called. And again, looks just incredibly useful and helpful, kind of combines a lot of features of some of the tools that we've already used and some of that we've already tested out on this show. Things like making detailed adjustments, like you'd be able to in a normal photo editor or an image editor, but then AI-powered enhancements on top of that, like removing unwanted elements or adding entirely new elements or content to your images using inpainting and outpainting. Inpainting is essentially adding in any content to the interior of the image that you want to add or changing certain elements, where outpainting is filling in or expanding the content outside of the original image, expanding the dimensions of the image, but while filling in the missing content. And with AI powering those processes, it's gotten much better and much more practical. So just doing a quick reading here from the documentation for Leonardo AI. It's on Intercom, which is where they host all their docs. And they talk about the new mode of Canvas here, the Canvas Editor, and they're in 2.0 right now. Apparently, this 2.0 now has a text-to-image feature, which allows you to do typical text-to-image generation right within the Canvas editor that you're editing within. So that's pretty cool. They have image-to-image, which allows you to quickly transform the style of an existing image. They have sketch to image, which we talked a little bit about and we tested. It's basically, it seems to be the same type of functionality of their live or real time sketch to image tool, I would imagine, but right within the Canvas editor or the editor tool. And then they have significantly updated or improved the inpainting and outpainting according to the docs here. And those inpainting and outpainting features are probably the most, I would say, useful and popular in the tool. And the reason why you would use this instead of something more professional like Photoshop or maybe Canva even, which is getting into a little bit of this inpainting and outpainting as well. And then lastly, before we hop in and just do a little bit of testing of inpainting and outpainting to show you how that works, the documentation here mentions that they have support for all of the fine-tuned models within the tool. And we're going to talk a little bit about the fine-tuned models in the next episode. But basically, these fine-tuned models are similar to those preset models that are available within the image generation tool that we talked about in the first episode of the Leonardo .AI series. But it's even more detailed, these presets anyway, these fine-tuned models are even more detailed and even more specialized from what I can tell. But you will have to come back for our last episode on Leonardo.ai part 4 to check those out. Okay, but for now, let's just do a little inpainting and outpainting within the Canvas editor here. I again have prepped a few pre-gen images that we're going to use. So just one moment, I'm going to pull up my generation history. And if you're following along on video now, you can see I just have a couple product showcases here. One is like for a smartphone. The other is for an energy drink. And I just had the AI generate a few different images for us. I'm actually, instead of using the product image for the outpainting, I'm just going to use this rock star image. Basically, I have this image of a musician facing out towards the crowd for anybody who's not watching on video. And we'll try and just add in some via outpainting some more of the crowd for some additional seating in the auditorium, if you will. So let's go ahead and start with the outpainting. Let's just start with that. We'll go to this rockstar image in my generation history. And it, again, super, super useful and quick to click around through here. You can do several things right from the image within your generation history, including make it into a motion video. You can download it. You can remove the background, but you can also edit it in the canvas, which is what we're going to do. So I'm going to pull this up right in the canvas. And so what you're seeing now is the canvas editor. And basically how this is going to work is you can see the little focus mode or focus section of the canvas that I have here. If you're not watching on video, basically it's just a square that I can drag around to different sections of the image. And let's say I wanted to extend one half of the image, I could just drag the square to that side of the image and leave about half of the square showing what's in the image and the other half blank. And this is basically this area where this target or square is hovering is where my new generation is going to go. And actually, you'll want to use the same prompt that you used to generate the initial image. So I'm going to go grab that prompt one. Okay, so we have our original prompt. I'm going to go ahead and hit generate. And you can see, or if you're watching our video, you can see that in the corner here, we do have a new little image. You can cycle through about four of them to try and find the one that works the best for your purposes. I'm just going to stick with that one right now, and you can actually move it a little bit with the selection tool. And I'm going to get this to line up just a little bit better. There we go. So you can see now, if you just work with the image a little bit, you can line up the extensions and it looks quite a bit better. I've added a little bit of upper deck seating to our auditorium, which is great. I'm just going to do one more corner here to continue extending this and give you a better idea. So I'm going to once more drag it down to the lower left-hand corner this time for anybody who's not watching. And basically, I'm just extending the edges of this image. So I'm going to generate once. And there we have it. That first try actually did pretty good, I think. I'm going to just check out the other options to see if there's anything that lines up a little better. But I think that first one looks really good. So I'm going to leave that where it is. And definitely needs a little bit of tweaking, a little bit further editing. And you can do that within the Canvas editor here. But we have just extended our audience in the auditorium pretty decently with this very quickly. So anyway, let's move on to some inpainting now. So I'm going to switch back to one of our product images. One moment. Okay, but for now, let's just do a little inpainting within the Canvas editor here. I was originally going to use some of our product images, but I think to demo this instead, I'll use one of the images that didn't turn out so great, but it's a good example of how to use this. And that's going to be these mountain climbers here for those of you who are watching on video. Unfortunately, one of our mountain climbers happens to have two heads. So, you know, they're extra good at mountain climbing, twice as good, I would imagine. And that's why typically I wouldn't have used this, but it is a good demo for our purposes here. So I am going to pull this up in our Canvas editor. And for the inpainting, instead of doing the little square selector around the edges of the image to expand it like we did for the outpainting, I am just going to draw a mask or a little section or cover a section or area of the interior of the image. And that's going to allow me to tell the model where I would like it to add a new green bush. We're going to do a little green bush on the side of our mountain here. So I'm going to draw that mask and just do a little circle on the right side of the image here. And I have already asked it to add a green bush. We'll go ahead and generate. And here we have a result of a nice little green bush on the side of our mountain. We can, again, check a couple different options. You can see a little bit of a grayer, darker bush in the background there. And then some different types of plant growth in the other options. But I definitely like this one here the best. It's a much brighter green. Anyway, so that is the inpainting feature. Super cool. And you can add a lot of different elements as well. Anything that you can really think of. Let's try adding one more just because I'm having fun with the demo. Let's try adding some birds in the sky. So I'm going to draw another little mask here. And at the risk of making this demo go off the rails, we're going to add a flying eagle. And there we go. We have our eagle. It's about to swoop in on one of our climbers, but that's okay. We'll just try this other option where it's a little further back in the drawing. So I'm going to go ahead and accept that. We've lost our little green bush, unfortunately, but you get the idea. So that's the Canvas editor. And again, I'm just having way too much fun with Leonardo.ai. And if you are a graphic designer out there or much more talented than I am, then show me your designs and how you're using the inpainting and outpainting feature. I'm definitely curious and would love to see it. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.